This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Doug with Jennifer Horn here. It's time for the download, Jennifer. Time to pierce that brain of yours, to probe into that brain of yours to find out what the hay is going on.
Good luck. It's early still, you know. You got to be very gentle when you pierce the old noggin.
Yes. Gentle on my mind. Here's the thought for the day from Steve Jobs, who said, "Your time is limited. So don't waste it living someone else's life." Aha.
That's
now, crazy. Can we apply that to all of the hoopla? I'm kind of on a tirade. I don't know if tirade is it, but I'm on a mission from God when it comes to all this stuff. You remember last week we were talking about my encounter with Marjorie Taylor Greene, mm-hmm. and how exciting that was for you to hear me.
You rode behind her on an airplane, right?
That's right, yes. And then we had a little chat, and that was the end of that. So this week she's been busy going to the jails and the district, this weekend, I think, going to some of the jails to see how the January 6th boys and girls who are still in jail are doing. So I guess my question would be, I don't know about her and the others that went into grandstand, why are these people still in jail? Why haven't they been acquitted with the justice that is promised by the justice system? I don't like a lot of the things they did, but they still shouldn't be. Why are they still sitting in jail a year and a, well, not a year and a half, but certainly it's been, well, no, it's been 2 years, right?
It's been 2 years.
2 years. Yeah.
Definitely a year and a half.
Why are they still in jail? Why haven't they been prosecuted?
And that's what a lot of people have been talking about, is this double-tiered system of justice. Look, there are people who were in the Capitol who deserved the sentences that were given to them.
Yep.
And then there are a whole slew of people who got caught up and had their whole lives ruined for mm-hmm. absolutely nothing. And a lot of those people are just still sitting there. They haven't even been charged yet. You know, they keep calling it an insurrection, but not one person has even been charged, forget convicted, even charged of insurrection.
Well, so, what have the people that have been convicted so far, what have they been charged
with? Trespassing. You know, those kind of, like, lower charges, but yet the full extent of the law has been thrown at them. And so then you have to say, okay, when did this happen? Like, when did something like this happen again in our nation's history? And so all you have to do is look back to the summer of 2020, when you had a bunch of people protesting the death of George Floyd going into, let's just say, to make it equal, government buildings like courthouses.
Did they blow, break things?
And they were breaking things and setting things on fire. I mean, what about mm-hmm. the police precinct in Seattle that just went down? I mean, there were all kinds of things that you could equate this to. And are those people in prison? Have those people even been arrested? Do we even talk about those people?
Well,
and we don't.
What we've done here is create two systems. You're right about that. And it isn't just as far as Trump is concerned. This may be an example of it, or the these people that were involved in January 6th. But when you look, I think I told you the story a year or so ago about a young fellow who's the son of the lady who's my farm manager, who was having he was in a relationship with a young woman. And she soured on the relationship. Apparently, she had a problem with various substances. And so she accused him when he wouldn't have his brother's living with somebody. So she wanted to live with him, not the brother, but him. And he said, "No, I don't want to do that." And so she didn't have any place to live. So she claimed that he raped her. He was arrested. He sat in jail for a year and a half and had to plead out in order to get out of jail. Now, these people don't have a lot of money. They had a court, appointed lawyer. But, you know, those guys, they don't do much. Once in a while, you find a rare exception to that. But most of the time, they're just, kind of just out of law school, not very good lawyers to begin with, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So you've got those systems that are broken. And we apparently are not, we don't feel strongly enough about it to bring it back to we're so busy watching TikTok videos and and doing social media stuff, whether it's political or otherwise, you know, the scandal that is what this foolishness is about. I'm on the side of, well, I'm on two different sides, I think, when it comes to Trump and the Stormy Daniels thing and this phony baloney district attorney in New York. I wouldn't put it past, you're going to love this, Jennifer. You ready? Mm-hmm. I wouldn't put it past Trump to make a deal with this guy to behind the scenes say, oh, okay, you can do make all this noise and people, you know, what's in it? Who knows what's in it for him?
Well, I'm sure that's what you think, but
I didn't know. I didn't. That's not what I. That's the. I said there's a theory.
He ran on taking Trump down.
I get it. I understand that, but it still is an interesting theory. Could it happen? Maybe not. Maybe. Anything's possible. But that guy should be already have been tossed out of his job because there's nothing but grandstanding going on both sides. That's my point. And it brings Trump more into focus and perhaps as a sympathetic figure. And this guy, who is the DA, is obviously looking at this as some kind of political way to run for the next office or whatever it is. If he had the goods on him, he would have been arrested a week ago. But obviously, he doesn't have it. So why are we? I don't even understand why we're still talking about it. We should be moving on into other things that are more productive. I just see all of this stuff. It just goes on and on and on and on and on.
Dramatic putting up pillars around the DA's office and securing the Capitol again. I mean, if you want to know about grandstanding, it's happening all over the place because you've got a lot of people trying to vilify on a lot of different sides. And
you know what else? Really? If Trump were really the good leader that he claims to be, he would be out in front of this saying, don't do it. He's not. He hasn't said anything. He hasn't said, you know, he says he's warning.
Well, he's persecuted, and that's because he has been.
Well,
and that's just
he's a big
everything
boy,
that
for
he
God's
said.
Sakes.
Well, he's a big boy, but.
Yeah. That's the way it is in politics.
He's had people say that he was colluding with Russia. He's had people saying he was pressuring Ukraine. He's been impeached twice. His family has been run through it. Meanwhile.
Well, but there are plenty of other people. Clinton was impeached.
You've got these wires. Yeah, but Clinton was never treated like Trump was. Trump is treated like he has devil.
You may have a short memory. I
remember. I mean, I remember Bill Clinton. I remember. People love him still. They don't they? Isn't he beloved now?
Yeah,
they love him a lot more than Hillary.
No. What sort of a badge of courage that is. But at any rate, I want to move on. I just was making a point, and I wanted to get your point of view on it. Here is a list of winners. All right, we got. Last week we were talking about these Boeing employees who bought winning tickets. They worked at the 747 plant, and they made the last 747. And so, in honor of that, they bought a ticket at a local grocery store and used the 747 number in their purchase for the Powerball jackpot. And guess what? They won.
Woo!
The jackpot had reached $747 million. They ended up getting, what, 300 and something thousand, 309 million out of the 700. Isn't that awful? Think about it. They won $747 million. But
and they got $747. I think you were right the first time.
No, well, that's, yeah. Right. Yeah, anyway. So the winner's department this week has a two-time lottery winner. How about that? He says, the reason I won is because I have long hair and I've kept it because it's good luck. I'm sticking with it, says William Daniels of Middle River, Maryland, who credited his long hair with helping him win $50,000 on a Maryland Lottery Gold X50 scratch-off ticket last week. He had before that, in November a couple of years ago, he won $100,000 on a Baltimore Ravens scratch-off. He says, I'm sticking with my long hair when I play scratch-offs. Okay, well, I was like, who is it that had Samson, right? Was it Samson that had long hair?
I think so.
Samson and Delilah, right? Anyway, so he bought himself a new house, and he's using this money. I guess he bought the first time He bought a house. Now he's buying a car. So there's that's I like wow. that stuff. Huh?
Good for
now,
him.
Here, speaking of winners, let's go into the school department here. The oldest and most prestigious young adult science competition has seen 17-year-old Ellen Hugh, who used artificial intelligence to design the first diagnostic test for a rare disease that struck her sister a couple of years ago. She, she was saying after she won, she managed an 85% rate of positive diagnosis just using a smartphone image in order to detect this rare disease that struck her sister. So she won $150,000 for a third place. This detects Kawasaki disease. You ever heard of that?
I have, but what is it again? Do you remember?
Apparently, it's your body turns into a hot plate, fever, very hot, almost, you know, what is it?
Is this something with your eyes, too, with Kawasaki, or no?
Heart. It's pretty much a heart thing. I don't know that there's eye. I don't know. I'm just looking at some of the diagnostic stuff here. There are 1,900 children who have it now, and apparently it's very hard to find, and that's why this algorithm that she came up with using AI will help tremendously. So isn't it interesting that for something like this, that nobody, they spent all this money, federal money and private money, to come up with discoveries, and this kid, 17 years old, uses AI and her smartphone
symptoms
to figure
include
out.
High fever and peeling skin, and then there's inflammation of medium-sized blood vessels. But the reason they call it Kawasaki is that it was first described in Japan by a person, Tamasaku Kawasaki, and the first cases outside of Japan were reported in Hawaii in 1976.
They named the motorcycle after him?
Yeah, just like that. No.
Okay. I'm just checking, you know, and I'm, you know, me, I'm during the...
Good use of technology, though, I suppose. We always, you know, complain about the technology and how it's a bunch of a waste of time, but mm-hmm. this is good.
All right. Anyway, so there's some winners and a couple of losers in the discussion so far this hour. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen at 18 after on Good Day.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale starts now with limited quantity deals on select performance PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Save on select Vostro laptops with built-in security features and select Latitude laptops with enhanced privacy, collaboration, and connectivity. Save on select essential accessories plus free shipping and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participate in U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
Here's football star Tony Romo for Skechers Max Cushioning Footwear.
You know when you go to your kid's game and you have to sit on those uncomfortable, super hard bleachers? That's how I feel now when I wear regular shoes. Why? Because once I started wearing Skechers Max Cushioning, I get spoiled with how amazing extra cushioning feels. Skechers maxed out the cushioning with a thick, comfy slice of super light Ultra Grow cushioning for a soft, pillowy feel with every step.
See all the fashionable styles of Max Cushioning at the Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Airline Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's 23 after the hour now. Doug Steffens, good day. It's a good time for all. We all have a good time here on the Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is with me in this hour from her fantastic, fabulous studio in Los Angeles.
It's a perch, is what I call
it. It's a perch.
I'm a
yes,
perch.
It is. So, you know, we have this Good Day download every day, Jennifer.
I do.
And a lot of social media. Matter of fact, the most recent Good Day download is a focus on banning TikTok and the discussion that was the hearing that was held. Did you watch any of that, by the way? The
I sure
Chinese
did.
Drama? What did you
did
think
you,
of that?
Okay, so the CEO testified, and... Yeah. You know, China's really good at a lot of things. They were not good at
including lying.
Well, they were not good at preparing this guy for his testimony. So he appears before the Committee of Energy and Commerce, I believe.
Right.
And keep in mind, everybody is against TikTok. This is imagine something with bipartisan support.
Yeah,
for the
right.
most part, the Squad is the only group of folks in the House that aren't for this. And so somebody said, "So are you spying on the American people?" And his answer, not kidding, was, "Well, I wouldn't say spying is the word." I must have replayed that on my show like 45 times because it made me laugh. So what is it? Yeah. Peeking, tickling a little look-see? You know, what is it if it's not that word? But there's two issues. You've got one, the spying issue. And then you've got number two, the ability for them to indoctrinate our masses, these little young minds full of
Of course, they don't know any better. They don't care. They're just having a good time.
Who are seeing
all they think about
pro-China, anti-Taiwan, anti-America. You know, they're getting an altered view of history. So not only the spying, but then also what kind of information is put out there. And so they asked, "Are you were you taking down information about the Uyghur Muslims, who are literally there's genocide being committed in China on this population?"
Yep.
And he said, "Well, I wouldn't say we're taking it down."
What would you say?
He wouldn't come out and condemn. They said, "Do you condemn the persecution of Muslims? And he's like, "Well..." I mean, it's just answers. So it tells you all you need to know.
Right. It's kind of like typical political... So what comes out of that hearing? Does anything come out of the hearing?
They
That's
vote.
The question. Yeah,
and then at some point they'll vote to make TikTok illegal.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking about this week and I had an interesting chat about it. And I think, because it's going to be hard, people are going to be ticked off if they lose TikTok, pardon the pun. So I think it'll be interesting because I think the House will actually vote to dump
TikTok. What's more important, the security of Americans or are you having fun on TikTok? Hello.
Well, now they're saying that you may not be able to get a government job if you are on TikTok when the kids are adults because your security clearance may never come through.
Good. I think that's good. Meanwhile, also on the Good Day download, the focus on Tom Brady's son and his issue with bullies, we discussed that as well. Nick Miles, our auto expert, talking about the uptick in automobile recalls, what's going on with that. We have a recent Good Day download that focuses on contaminated eye drops and what that's causing. Yeah, that is. Congratulations to Bruce Springsteen and Gladys Knight, Mindy Kaling winning the government's, what do they call that honor? I've forgotten now.
It's kind of like the Medal of Arts.
The Medal
or something
of Honor,
like that.
Yeah. Dr. Ken discussing what really happens to your body when you consume sugary and fatty foods, that sort of thing.
All this, baby.
All this. And then one of our, also, we were talking with Warren Eckstein, our pet expert, celebrating Gotya Day for young, those of you who are adopting pets. I'm going to have a pet adoption. We're going to have a couple of these on the farm this summer. So I think, as a matter of fact, on social media, we're posting pictures of the farm. We've really sort of come into it. The cows were out grazing over the weekend, Jennifer. And this is the first time they've been out because the grass is starting to turn green in the pastures. So it's all good. So if you want to keep up with what's going on, Good Day Show, and you can, there's more comments on the Marjorie Taylor Greene episode too at gooddayshow.com, and you can get that. Also, you get the podcast where you get Apple bottom spot.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. State of emergencies have been declared in Georgia and Mississippi for weather today. Recovery efforts have entered a third day after a series of devastating tornadoes ripped across the state of Mississippi Friday night. The worst was an F4 with winds over 166 miles per hour that touched down in Sharkey and Humphreys County towns of Rolling Fork and Silver City, cutting a nearly 100-mile path of destruction through the Delta region all the way to Emory in Monroe County. The latest estimate from the Mississippi Emergency Management Agency is that at least 26 people were killed and over 2,000 homes and businesses were either destroyed or damaged. Russia's President Putin has announced he intends to deploy tactical nuclear bombs in Belarus. Putin via a translator.
We are completing the construction of a special storage facility for tactical weapons.
Lance Pry, USA News.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Don't forget about the fabulous way that we have to connect with us here using your phone. Dial up 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684, and you can be heard. Okay, so what do we want to hear from people listening to the program, Jay?
Well, your voice for one thing, your name for another, and your thoughts on any of the topics we are covering, or maybe there's something that you think we missed, and you want to let us know what's up.
What's up? 855-999-DOUG. Aha! I'm gonna do a little dancing, moving and grooving here on the Good Day program.
How about it, Jennifer?
Let's do it.
Aha! Uh-huh.
Look at those hips, man!
Yeah.
Woo-ha.
There it is. It's I don't think mine are as much of a weapon as others, but that's okay. 34 at the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Happy birthday to Edgar Ybarra, Jason Barrett, Daniel Warren, Betty Brown. What a great name. 72 years old today. Happy birthday, all listeners to the Good Day program. Now, let's regoop. Regoop? How about we re...
You know, I've been without goop for a while, so come on.
How about we regroup? Shall we do that?
Let's do that instead.
All right. So we were talking about this 17-year-old youngster who won a $150,000 prize in the science talent search for this remarkable way to diagnose a pediatric heart disease that has, it's called Kawasaki's. So I thought that was good school news. So, of course, we have to counter, we have to balance everything here with bad school news.
With the real jerks.
Yes, right, exactly. Yep. And so this is the story of a dumb Florida high school principal who's out of a job today. Actually, he's a middle school principal. The sixth grade in this school viewed Michelangelo's David during an art lesson. Have you, do you know about what I'm speaking, Jennifer?
About David?
The sculpture of David.
I've
right.
seen him, actually, in person.
Yeah. Really? You haven't told me about that encounter.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I mean, we didn't date or anything. I mean, it's just,
no.
You know, I walked by him once.
Sounds like a trip to the
sounds
urology
like you
department.
And Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yeah, that's about
yours.
Right. Yes,
I just
right.
sort of walked
yeah.
by him. And
that's it. Walked by. So, anyway, this fellow was confronted by parents who complained about their students seeing Michelangelo's sculpture. This is a very
what,
famous...
Is he naked?
Yeah, of course he's naked. He's got his... He's
no, but I mean, is that why they're upset? Cause he
yeah, because you can see his pee-pee.
Huh.
And like that.
There's not much to see. Breaking news.
No, there isn't, as a matter of fact.
It's an awfully big sculpture, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, right.
Just say he was endowed in other areas, I'm sure.
Yes, right, yeah. Anyway, the... Tallahassee Classical School is the school we're talking about here, and the principal's name was Hope Cascaquilla, I think is how you pronounce it.
I'm sure that's exactly how you do it.
I'm just There was an emergency school board meeting to deal with this. The principal said she was not told about the reason for the decision. She said it involved a lesson about the marble statue which features David in the nude. That apparently a sixth grade teacher, why don't they fire the teacher instead of the principal? Why is
that is odd. But, you know, it's also kind of weird. I do think that studying the arts is hugely important. Sixth grade, I think, is a little, yeah, I don't know if you, I was trying to remember when I started studying.
That's when you start going through puberty. You're in the sixth grade, fifth grade, sixth grade, seventh grade.
Yeah, you're kind of asking for trouble showing naked people, I think, at that age group. So probably better to wait for high school, but, you know.
Yeah. All right, well, let's see.
Don't you think, I mean, wasn't that the age when you were, like, looking up dirty words in the dictionary and stuff? I mean, it's a lot of hormones.
I never have looked up dirty words. What do you mean?
Yeah,
no, that's not my thing.
Maybe you should start.
I had my first girlfriend whose name was Valerie in the fifth grade. I can remember how excited she was. Oof. Anyway, let's keep moving here.
Ew.
As long as we're in Florida, Ron DeSantis doubling down on his administration's regulation of the Don't Say Gay law. So I've come to this because I wanted to get your, that my read on this, talking to some people from Florida who was down there last weekend. He didn't say this.
Yeah,
and it doesn't
it.
Say,
not,
this. What, where did this
like
come
all,
from?
It's from the media. This is so crazy. So another, ugh. So the Don't Say Gay bill was never called the Don't Say Gay bill. This was about opening up like allowing parents to know if their kids were transitioning or if they were being, you know, wanting to be called a different name or pronoun in school by telling parents what was going on with their children.
But this started with Disney World. Some they took a stand on this, which
right, because
was
the media spun this out of control that it was about Don't Say Gay, and Disney gets involved, and then DeSantis hits back. The other thing where there has been a lot of false information to just clear up about one of the DeSantis policies in Florida is about how he's anti-drag and about how Tennessee is anti-drag as well, drag queens.
Yeah.
This is not exactly what this is all about, surprisingly enough. But it's not about telling people they can't be in drag or go to drag queen brunches or whatever the heck you want to do. What it does say is that you cannot have nudity at these drag shows where children are involved. So basically the equivalent of also not taking your kid to a strip club, because there are some drag shows where there is nudity that is flung around.
Yeah.
And they're saying that it's not appropriate for young children to be there, just like it's not appropriate for young children to be in a strip club where, you know, straight women or straight men are, or whatever, are dancing around in the nude. So it's just adding a little consistency. I think that's okay. You know, I think we can be all right with the fact that people shouldn't have things flung in their face when they're 8 years old.
I'm with you on that one.
Maybe I'm old-fashioned, but
no.
You know.
Okay, a couple of bad crashes here. What's the story with this Uber driver? This is another California.
This is so tragic, and California. Crime is so out of control. So there's this guy who is a former Marine, a father of two, who's driving Uber, obviously, to make ends meet. And two guys get into his car, and he takes them, I guess he picked them up, or he took them to a 7-Eleven. And so in the parking lot, they get out, and this is in Linwood, they get out of the parking lot, they get into an altercation. The two guys from the back seat shoot and kill this guy. They take his car, and they still haven't been found yet.
Great.
And I guess he stopped, they stopped at the 7-Eleven for an unknown reason. They don't know if it was the driver or the two in the back. And then he got into this back and forth with one of them. The guy pulls a gun, shoots him in the upper body, and they disappear. You know, and for what? For what? This guy's an, by all accounts, a veteran. He's got kids. It's just, it's very sad. And so now you think it was always the Uber passengers who were wondering what kind of driver they were going to ride with when they get into the car. Now the drivers are going to be worried about what kind of passengers they're riding with.
Unbelievable. All right, so there's another bad crash in California, too, wasn't there this weekend?
You said it was in Tennessee, didn't you?
Oh, with the girl? I thought there was another one, yeah. I thought there were two of these. Anyway, the story from Tennessee is that this particular crash, these girls, there were six girls in a car ranging in age from 1 to 18 involved in a car crash this past weekend. They were ejected from the car on a freeway. Two adults were injured. One of them, I think, is in critical condition. The car was upside down when they found the car at 2 a.m. So who's riding around in a car with your children from 1 to 18 at 2 o'clock in the morning on Sunday?
Yeah, or did it just take them that long to be found? There's a lot of element, too.
I don't know. These young girls were all thrown from the car, and they were all dead on the scene. And the woman apparently was driving. She got ejected as well. There was another driver because there was a second vehicle involved in the crash. So this is in Tennessee in a very remote location. Once again, I ask the question, why is a mother out on the road with all of her children from age 1 to 18, and they're all killed in this crash? Why are they out at 2 o'clock in the morning? What are they doing? They were none of them wearing seat belts.
Were they all jammed in the car? Was it a smaller car? That's a lot of kids.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah, I'm looking at a sort of a reenactment of it in a manner of speaking, and how... You know, these crashes at these speeds, you know, we drive pretty fast on the highways. 75, I was actually, went down to pick up a load of hay last night. And when I came back, I was doing 65 on the interstate. And people were passing me like I was standing still. I'm doing 65.
Have you noticed, like, I don't know, this year I feel like people are driving even more crazy than before. We've had so much rain in California and Los Angeles.
Yeah.
People have not slowed down. And they're just like, I don't know, I feel like there's more rain.
They don't know how to drive, Jennifer.
Maybe.
They don't know how to drive. That's what the problem is, you know,
there's
really.
Also, I think there's a big dose of selfishness on the roads, too.
Where absolutely.
Think, well, I have somewhere to be. I don't care about you. I want to drive. Yeah. I want to do this.
How's your bracket in March Madness, Duran? Are you always...
Oh, yeah, you know, I'm a big bracketer.
Well, I know you like the Super Bowl and World Series and stuff.
March Madness just has never been my jam. I know nothing about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I always kind of just follow it loosely. I follow it loosely, but I don't have a... There's no way I would have a bracket, because I would just be like, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, kind of, you know?
Catch it as you can.
Exactly.
Yes. Right, exactly. Okay. So let's see if we think this Harvard professor is correct. I love it when I get into these things because there was a move afoot, I believe it was last Thursday or Friday, a group of Republicans did the right thing in proposing once again that public radio and TV not receive any federal funds. So here's a good reason why that might be considered. This professor of public, he's a professor of public, not public radio, but public media. That's what it is, public media. And he said over the weekend that it was incumbent on us to support public radio because public radio fills in the gaps where there are no newspapers anymore. Now, if you're reading the New York Times or maybe the Washington Post or the Boston Globe or the LA Times or some of the other really left-of-center newspapers, that's cool because the stations are left-of-center. And it's becoming more obvious. More people are listening to public radio, which is good, but they are as one-sided as Fox is, as MSNBC is. It is becoming very obvious.
Yes,
very,
why
very.
The government be paid.
Thank you. Right. We shouldn't be paying the government. I don't want my tax dollars going for this.
Could you imagine if someone, like in the House of Representatives, introduced a bill that said that the government should start funding Fox News? What would people do? People would go bananas. We are funding. That's what
right. But here we are. That's right. But that's the same thing.
Right.
You're right. This, I'm giving you a perfect thing for you to talk about this morning on your local program.
Thanks for that.
You're welcome. The idea that we would support, no matter what the political sway is, the public radio people have and public television as well, they make so much money from their begathons, they don't need the money. But this was started after World War II when the thinking was we really had to support this kind of information because there were a lot of people who were just, you know, the newspapers, a lot of stuff failed that was from this bailiwick during World War II. So that's where public radio came in to get funding. But do they need it now? No. So call your congressman and tell him no. 48 past the hour.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
Ew. Gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks. No matter how many times I've washed it.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products. Save on Downy Rinse and Refresh at Target.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants and stuff.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. Here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Ray Maliotta here for eBay Motors. So you ordered a new air filter for your car. You try to install it, but it doesn't fit. So you take a little bit off the sides, but still doesn't fit? Well, you could try to sit on it. Or get it right the first time with eBay Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's going to fit. Air filters, brakes, headlights, over 122 million parts. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Lots of thoughts about how we can make living in your home better now. It's Tommy the K, Tom Kreitler, who is the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, heard every weekend all around the country. They have fabulous info also available in their Money Pit podcast. We'll talk about what's in the Money Pit newsletter. But first, one of our listeners named Tim has recently inherited a house that hasn't been occupied for 5 years. Man, that'll be fun.
What could go wrong?
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, let's see here. He's got water problems. The toilets are frozen and cracked. So the electric is probably not working as well as it ought to or working at all. So this is apparently the basement has a history of flooding. So what does he do? I think he drives a bulldozer through the house. That's what my recommendation would be.
That's what he's thinking. He's panicking. I love his last line. He says, I'm not a handy person. What do I do?
Mm-hmm. What do I do?
Yeah. It's never a bad thing, Doug, when you inherit a house, even if it's a real-life money pit. And none of the things he's talking about here are really insurmountable. I mean, if the basic structure is intact, if the foundation is good, the framing is good, the roof is not leaking, although apparently it has 3 layers on it. But, okay, that can last for a while until we have to deal with that. Mm-hmm. But I would say everything else is fixable. And if he wants to get – I think this is a great case for getting a professional home inspection done on the house for your own knowledge, because it can help you prioritize and understand what are the big problems, what are the little problems, what are the safety issues that need to be addressed now, what's the right sort of path forward in terms of what do I fix first, second, and third. But you don't have enough information yet, and so I would get that information, as I think that's going to guide your way here, Tim, and figure out what makes the most sense. But I wouldn't panic. House wasn't winterized, sure, there's going to be frozen pipes that could have ruptured, and those can be identified slowly but surely. The fact that the toilets are cracked doesn't surprise me, because you know every toilet has water in the bottom of it in the track. Right. That's the U-shaped part, and so that's not going to expand, and so it's going to crack. But like I said, they're all fixable things, and certainly not a reason to run the bulldozer, as you say, through this house.
I have a new bulldozer, so I'm anxious to play with
stuff
it.
To knock down.
Yeah, that's nice. Big holes, knock them stuff. The Money Pit podcast has a focus as we get into spring. How do you dry up your yard? This is something that can I multiply this into one of my hay fields? So I'd like to.
It all comes down to drainage, of course.
Yep.
And usually when you have a wet yard, your yard, maybe it's your backyard, is the lowest point on the property. And sometimes it could take, you know, runoff even from adjoining houses, depending on how tight everything is together. But, you know, the way to do this is basically to manage that water is to put in a French drain, which is, in the old days, you'd have to dig a trench all the way across that sort of lowest spot and fill it with stone and perforated pipe and more stone and filter cloth and then more dirt. And it was a lot more work than it is today. Today they have pre-manufactured drains. There's a drain product called EZ Drain, the letter E, letter Z drain, where it's a connected drain that, first of all, it starts with like a landscape drainage pipe in the middle, and then it's surrounded by what is best described as like packing peanuts. That's what it looks like. It's not that exactly, but it looks like packing peanuts to me when I see it. And then it's inside a filter cloth that goes all the way around it. And these are sections, and basically you snap them together. So you still have to dig the trench, but just lay this easy drain in the trench and cover it up with dirt again. And now it starts to collect the water, and, of course, you pitch it, so it discharges it around the sides of the house and out to the lowest area that's near your house. So you have to manage this issue. You can't just expect it to soak in and go away. Otherwise, you will have that saturated soil.
One of the great things about you, and especially the podcast and the radio program, this is the perfect sales job for radio. A guy like Tom, and frankly, I think I'm a fairly good storyteller as well, picturing using your imagination. Unfortunately, a lot of young people don't have much imagination because they have those damn devices. But listening to you just now talk about these two things and the way you used words, the way you put it, the package of imagines kind of imagine this. So, yeah, that's use your you've got the opportunity here with the podcast and the radio program to learn a lot. Now, if you're not very good at imagining, then there's the Money Pit newsletter that has, right?
That's right.
Yeah, you know. There's a story in one of them I saw, the safest house plants for pet lovers, because the assumption here is that the pets can get into some of this stuff and it's poisonous, right?
Well, sure. Certain types of plants are not very advantageous to pets. You know, you have to know which kinds of plants you have and what the impact can be on your pets.
Don't leave them around. Yeah, you gotta. It's like eating poinsettias. You want to die a painful death at Christmas time? Hey, eat. I think Easter too is coming up.
Yeah.
All right, Tommy the King.
Even aloe, you know, is one.
Yeah. MoneyPit.com/newsletter. Get it all. Go to the Money Pit. The Money Pit. I love it. It's just MoneyPit.com. Tommy the K with Doug.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.